Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's Boost's Fall Flip Event. Join Boost Mobile, and when you add a line, get a free phone in your first month free. All powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide Network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost Mobile store from 9/22 through 30. When you add a line, get your first month free and a free phone. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Offer valid 9/22/17 through 9/30/17. Primary line must be on a $50 plan. Free month credit is $50 to apply to activation. Free phone available for new lines added to the family plan and activated on a $50 plan. Select models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
License, title, tax, and documents.
Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs for clinching the NL Central.
Fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Martin. At the wall. He's there. He's got it. And the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call when the Cubs take on the Nationals in the NLDS on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Northwestern Football Update Studio at the Foundry in Aurora. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears are at Lambeau tonight, taking on the Packers on Thursday Night Football. Some bad news this morning. Defensive end Akeem Hicks was added to the injury report with a foot injury. Linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski is doubtful for this one. Offensive linemen Ronis Grasu and Josh Sitton are questionable. Kickoff from Lambeau tonight at 7:25. The Cubs are the 2017 Central Division champs and headed to the postseason for the third straight year. They got the added perk of being able to celebrate at Busch Stadium last night. They'll close out their final series of the year against St. Louis tonight. Kyle Hendricks on the mound to take on Lance Lynn. Last time Hendricks faced the Cardinals, he gave up just one run over 7 2/3 innings. Jake Arrieta coming up next with Bernstein and Goff. White Sox in Anaheim again tonight from the south side. Dylan Covey gets the start against Bud Norris. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. ESPN is reporting that Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino is actually coach number 2 in federal complaint that has already seen 7 NCAA coaches arrested. Coach number 2 allegedly asked to have $100,000 funneled to the family of recruit Brian Bowen. Now ESPN reporting that Nike's grassroots basketball division, known as the Elite Youth Basketball League, has been served with a subpoena by the FBI. Blackhawks taking on the Red Wings tonight in Detroit. Puck set to drop at 6:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mecum Auction Chicago, October 5th through the 7th in Schaumburg. Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division Chicago champion. Chicago Cubs, world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 5:40 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Number 49, Jake Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta.
Ron, he's almost superhuman. Unbelievable.
Starting pitcher for your Chicago Cubs.
Jake Arrieta pitches a no-hitter here at the Great American Ballpark.
2015 NL Cy Young Award winner.
Jake Arrieta, a 20-game winner.
World Series champion.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Talking Cubs all season long.
We're feeling it. We expect to remain in first place throughout the remainder of the way.
Fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Martin. At the wall. He's there. He's got it. And the Cubs win the Central Division.
And they're going to party in St. Louis.
Jake Arrieta with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Jake Arrieta is on Twitter at jarrieta34. He joins us now on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So, how was the party? Is still going on? Did you get any sleep?
I got about 4 hours. Yeah, we had several guys pretty late at the casino trying to win some money back. But we all got together for a while, for a few hours at the hotel. We had like the sixth floor patio. Kind of overlooking, the river, which is pretty awesome. We enjoyed it, had a good time. It was cool to get it out of the way. Finish up the last three games of the regular season after today, and then, prepare for the first playoff game.
All right, so how are you feeling? Because it seems like every time we talk to you, we have to ask you this, unfortunately. But how are you feeling, and what happened during the last start?
Well, I feel pretty good. I think that just my desire to get back on the field as quick as I possibly could. Might have not been the smartest thing. I might have come back a little early, a little premature, but, I wanted to be out there and help us in any way I could. And especially at the time, we hadn't really cemented our spot in the postseason yet, and I wanted to do everything in my power to contribute to that. So, I'm okay. It's just I've had to alter my effort level out there, and it's actually been a good thing. It's allowed me to really get through my delivery and finish my pitches. I just haven't had the drive off my backside like I normally do. So it's actually going to be nice to take some time. I'm not for sure how we're going to approach Sunday yet, if I'm even going to make that start. But I think the biggest thing is just to be able to get the rest I need for the first playoff start.
Well, the way you say it then probably tells me you and the team's World Series title chances are better off with you not making that start. That would just be the conclusion based on your tone and your words.
Well, and I think if there's any chance of putting it in jeopardy, then there's no reason to go out there. I think we have talked about getting off the mound in a more controlled setting, possibly doing some sort of sim game or just a couple bullpens. And I really think that's probably the ideal situation. Anytime you're in a game situation, you get a hitter in the box, you're going to compete, and it's hard to control your effort, especially when you're not 100%. So, I really think that probably is the best option. We're going to kind of address how I feel once I get to the field today. And probably put a game plan together for the next few days.
If this injury happens in the off season with no games going on, how long does it take your body to recuperate normally?
Well, there's no exact time frame. I think it's a unique spot to have this because it's my drive leg. If it's more of a land leg, there's not as much torque on the hamstring, so. It's just something that really just requires time off, and not having the amount of time per se that would be necessary to fully allow it to heal, because I have to continue to throw and do certain things and do treatment and strengthen the area once it is fully healed. So I just don't really have that luxury of giving it the time, the amount of time it needs right now, and that's okay because I will be able to get several more days rest. Do treatment, work with the trainers, all while my arm still stays in shape. Because arm strength won't be something that I'm going to lose, especially this time of year.
I was trying to figure out what John Lester meant when he was sort of, he embraced the role of like John Lackey's hype man last night, just talking about how everybody should appreciate that might have been his last regular season start, and I didn't quite know what was implied there, if it meant, well, it's he could retire after this season, or does it mean he's definitely pitching during the postseason? Hey, you said that the team hasn't really worked out quite what's going on yet, but are you aware in general of who the starters are going to be?
I don't think that they've completely decided yet. But I'm unsure. Like I said, we're going to have conversations over the next couple of days you know, with the coaching staff and us as a pitching staff, and they'll kind of let us know what they're thinking about doing, and we'll go from there. And I think Lester was just implying that could be his last regular season start. I personally think he's coming back for another year. The guy's too good to hang him up yet. His body feels good, I know that, and the guy's still throwing, you know, 92 to 94, so he's got a lot left in the tank.
Yeah, he was damn good after his DL stint. You know, I saw a graphic last night, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was the first time the Cubs won back-to-back division championships, if I'm not wrong. How do you not take that for granted after going through 162 games, you know, a few years in a row where you guys have made it to the playoffs, and it's a bunch of young players who haven't experienced team failure that much? How do you keep that and compartmentalize while still having your eye on the prize?
Well, coming from and playing on several teams that lost near 100 games early in my career, and when I first was traded over to the Cubs in 2013, understanding what that feels like and seeing on the other side teams having success and going to the postseason and, you know, getting swept in multiple series consecutively, it doesn't feel good. So I don't really ever take it for granted because I know how difficult it is to get to the postseason and to get to the postseason in consecutive seasons, three consecutive seasons for us now. It's really difficult to do, and playing with and against guys who've never made it to the postseason once in a 10-plus year career. So you can't ever take it for granted. You have to enjoy each and every time you do get to the postseason and try and make the most of it. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that over the past couple of years.
This team also has – what's very cool is you guys have vaporized the narrative about over-celebrating. You know, I always laugh. There's that whole hockey thing where it's like, don't celebrate making it to the Stanley Cup Final and don't pick up the trophy because it's just the conference trophy. All of the superstitions and all of the fans who have said – well, I'll be honest, Jake, I used to be like that. That when, as I've gotten older, I've just really relaxed about the whole, what the hell's wrong with celebrating whenever you want to? Look, we're all going to die. You know, we might as well. I don't care. It's a regular season victory, whatever's going on. I think it's one thing that I'll remember about this Cubs team. Last year's team, the Joe Madden Cubs, have really taken out of the sports talk arena this idea that over celebrating can make you bad.
Well, I think you have to celebrate it. You have to, because you don't know if you're going to get back there. You know, this could easily be the last time I make the postseason. You never know. I mean, I'm obviously hoping that's not the case, but for a lot of guys, it might be. And to be able to understand that, to live in the moment and just enjoy it for what it is, and not worry about tomorrow, not worry about we hold some back because we don't want to celebrate too much. We'll celebrate once we get to the NLCS. No, you just don't know. So. And in my opinion, I agree with you. You have to enjoy it. You have to just try and stay in the moment, just so you have something to remember, something to say, okay, like something you can tell your kids. You know, I only got to the postseason once, but when I did, this is what it was like. So you got to enjoy the hell out of it.
Chris Bryant, over the last month, red hot, and I liken him to Tim Duncan in terms of his excellence being boring after a while and people taking it for granted. Then you look up and he's, you know, a 10-time All-Star and a Hall of Famer. That's still to come, you know, barring any catastrophic injury. But why isn't he the most valuable player in the National League? I know you're biased, but you get a chance to go up against Joey Votto and Paul Goldschmidt and some of the other guys in the NL who are in the running. Why isn't Chris Bryant that guy?
Well, I don't think he's not that guy. I think Chris has set the bar so high for himself, and he deserves everything that comes his way. I bet if you ask him, he'll tell you he had a down year. But what does he have? He's got 30 homers. He's hitting 280 with his RBIs for him are a little down, but guys still having a hell of a year. And like you said, he's hot at the right time. And we've got a lot of guys who are coming into themselves, you know, at the right time, catching fire, having good at bats. Some guys might not have the success they're looking for, but putting together really quality at bats. So, you know, to answer your question, I think KB is in that mix. His stats might not look as sexy as a couple of the other guys out there, but if I had to pick a handful of guys to be up in a big spot, you know, game on the line, he's definitely in that group.
What do you make of the Nationals matchup? The lineup, if you're looking at it from a pitching perspective, there's no breaks. I mean, that is really one formidable list of batters coming up every single inning. It's tough out after tough out, yet the Cubs have done just fine against him.
Yeah, well, the thing is, man, everybody's susceptible to a three-run inning, four-run inning. I don't care who you are. So I think that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to a couple of these games where there's one crooked number up on the board in one frame that really changes the outcome of the game. Yeah, we know we're up against a hell of a rotation. Not only that, their lineup's incredible, too. But for me, the key is keeping Trey Turner off base. And if we do that, I think he's the catalyst that really gets that lineup started. So if we can neutralize him in any way, I think it helps our chances tremendously.
What will these next couple of days in terms of training and trying to get your body right be like for you? Because, of course, you guys had your time to celebrate, but it seems like you especially won't have days off because you're trying to get that hamstring right.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is really just let the tissue calm down. I'm probably not going to put much stress on the hamstring at all. I'll probably go through some upper body stuff, mainly mobility, do some range of motion conditioning. And like I said, at this time of year, my strength is as high as it's going to get throughout the season. I feel extremely fresh, obviously, other than, the hammy barking just a little bit. But I think just going over some scouting, sitting down with Borzello, talking to Bosio about really what we want to do with these guys, who's not going to beat us, and really do my homework. But, outside of that, just trying to let this thing calm down and be ready.
This lineup today is hilarious. I've been looking at some of these names, reminding myself who some of these guys are and where they're playing. I mean, it's just a classic post-clinch regular season lineup. Is it going to be fun to see Mike Freeman and Taylor Davis?
Vic Caratini.
Yeah, these guys. That you play.
Hey, doesn't it suck for them, though, Jake? Like, they wanted to party last night, too, and all of a sudden they get thrown out there while you guys get to, work on your hangovers.
Well, don't be fooled. I'm sure everybody enjoyed themselves to a certain extent, but I'm sure those guys are really happy to be out there playing in a big league baseball game. You know, regardless of the circumstances, we're on a team that just clinched, and they've got an opportunity to play against a really quality ball club on the road and show what they're capable of.
Who pushed it to the limit last night?
I did. I'm sure majority of us that were at the casino did. Either with beverages or with chips, and I left most of mine at the casino. I'm not very happy about.
What game of choice? What do you pull up to?
Most of us are playing blackjack. Occasionally, we'll throw some dice or play some roulette. But I typically like to get it started just with some standard blackjack.
$5 or $10 a hand.
A little bit more than that.
Okay. I'm picturing, because the famous Michael Jordan story at the Mohegan Sun Casino where he was down $1 million, finished up $1 million, where he was playing entire tables of every hand at the table, walking from table to table, just taking over half of the casino.
Well, Jake has that jump man money too, so he should be good.
Man, I know he plays big money, and it's a rush. It's a thrill. A lot of athletes like that, a drill and rush, like to gamble. So as long as you can walk away when you're at your limit, or you can get up from the table when you've actually won a pretty good amount. You'll be all right. But you'll win a bunch and then lose it right back.
What does Chris Bryant do? Because he doesn't drink, and it feels like he doesn't gamble. He's the Ned Flanders of baseball. So what is it exactly that he gets involved in?
Man, he plays. Don't let him point. He plays blackjack. He was down there the whole time I was there. And I think he was doing all right. I think I think Rizzo owes KB money. KB was kind of the bank last night. I think Rizzo had a tough one. He owes me some money, so we're gonna have to settle our debts once we get this deal.
So it's been a ruse this whole time, hasn't it? KB is like that dude who just he's usual suspects at the end there. He's Kaiser Sose at the end, isn't he?
He is. I mean, we got to find KB a couple hobbies, but. He's a good kid, keeps his nose clean, and that's the way he likes to do it.
You know, it's funny too when you talk about it being a rush. I always laugh. It's like you're a professional athlete. You've thrown a no-hitter. You've won a World Series. You've stood on the mound facing down these hitters, holding the baseball in your hand. And Chris Bryant has been like, you actually get to do it. It's still a rush if somebody's flipping over cards and you got a couple dollars on the line.
Yes,
it's an absolute rush. Yeah. Every time, you know. And I think it is that way because, you know, you're putting at risk, you know, not money that you can't afford to lose, but maybe close to that line. So, you know, your stakes are high. There's a lot on the line, and you're competitive. So you want to win, but, you know, sometimes it goes horribly, and sometimes it goes pretty good.
I'll never understand it. Jake, I guess I don't have that gambling gene where for me, oh, that winning, I get no rush at all. All I get is relief.
Yeah, we went to Vegas and he was like, why are we here?
I'll never understand it because I get no rush from winning and losing is misery.
He's a ton of fun to be around.
I feel bad for you, man, because it's a thrill. It really is.
All right, Jake, enjoy the rest of the time that you have off. Get healthy, and congratulations once again. These things don't happen a lot in this city, division championships, so congrats to you and the rest of the team.
All right, fellas, I appreciate it.
And that graphic everybody's texting me about was wrong last night, but I did see it on CSN, so I was taking their word for it. I did not remember 07 and 08 back-to-back. All the Cub fans want to kill me. That's fine. You can come down to the Foundry. I'm one of the three brothers that's here.
And Brendan says that at some point we're gonna call the special message line for Gambling Gene. He has tonight's football yes, pick for you.
He's got the lead pipe, Stone Cold Locks.
He's got the absolute
on the message phone.
Yeah, we're at the Foundry hanging out. This is
the joint.
Yeah, this is cool. I'm going to max some more of these chicken tenders and walk around. My guy Reed over there is celebrating his 26th birthday. The guy with the long beard over there.
The ZZ Top guy?
Yes. His beautiful age.
He was 26 20 years ago.
he's lived a hard life.
I was going to say.
His lady Stacy walked over and said,
He's 26, I'm 14.
No, he's 26 years old. I'm not joking.
No way.
Yeah, he's 26.
No, he's not.
Would you like to say something?
I'd like to see his physical appearance, right? See his identification is what I'd like.
Yeah, so we're just hanging out at the Foundry 85 Executive Drive out here in Aurora. Come hang out with us.
You know what
have
they have
Bud Lights
every Friday and Saturday night?
Do they have men gyrating in a circular motion like you are? Right
salsa
now?
Dancing.
What are you doing?
I'm doing Victor Cruz.
Oh, okay.
Salsa dancing.
All right.
Right up there. Every Friday and Saturday night, salsa dancing up there.
Oh.
So how about that?
Oh, okay.
This segment brought to you by...
Something else for me to fall off of.
By TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Bears-Packers tonight. Jason's already on record saying the Bears are going to get that work.
Oh, yeah. Mollywopped. It's going to be a bad time. Listen, anytime the Packers play the Bears in primetime, I think of bad things. I think of, was it Robert Brooks, 99 yards? I think of, was it Antonio Freeman? I think of all the wide
all
receivers.
All the yards.
Yeah, yes. Every wide receiver. Yes. So you've got the most important matchup to me is the corners against the wide receivers, because I feel like the tackles and the Bears pass rush will be a wash. I think the Bears will get some kind of pressure, but
it's one of those games where there's three Jordy Nelsons.
Right. It's Nelson, it's Cobb, it's Adams against Cooper, Amukamara, and Kyle Fuller. So, you know, and those guys played well last week against a pretty damn good receiving core. You know, and I didn't know that stat about Pittsburgh coming to Chicago was like 1-13. Pat Manley mentioned it.
Yeah,
so,
that's just weird.
Yeah, anytime Pittsburgh comes to Chicago.
It just gets strange when it's entirely different players and an entirely changed, an evolved sport.
Right, and they're like, oh, we're going to Chicago. We should be bad again. So I think those three guys, they played well last week. We'll see how they play this week because it's a different test. So, hey, Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, Street Clothes P, and Leonard Floyd, step up.
And also, on a post-clinching day, it's also time to get a little bit of reset about how you, the Cubs fan, are feeling about where this team is. And I think you should be in a pretty good place because of what happened last year and because of what they were able to do or avoid falling into this year. There's you're working from a pretty solid fan position here psychologically. We'll talk about that and more. 312-644-6767. The Bernstein and Goff Show here with our friends from Bud Light at the Foundry in Aurora. Come out and join us. You got the score.
Congratulations to the Cubs. They've clinched the NL Central in back-to-back seasons.
The Cubs have defended their world title with their second consecutive Central Division title.
This will be a party tonight here in St. Louis.
Brian Hanley here from the Molly and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 to 9. We're talking Cubs Nationals in the NLDS. Listen to every exciting playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Another day and another set of revelations in the NCAA scandal. And now we have the departure of an administrator from a new school, and that new school is Alabama. And the best part of one Kobe Baker's dismissal and his alleged involvement isn't the work that he was doing at Alabama, it's what he was doing before Alabama. His previous job was, wait for it, assistant director of enforcement at the NCAA. He was just dismissed from his job at Alabama because of his alleged involvement in bribes and kickbacks, and he was previously the assistant director of enforcement at the NCAA. It doesn't get any more ridiculous than that. And nearly impossible to expect the NCAA to clean this up if the people who used to do the cleaning are the ones who are making the biggest mess now. I'm Jim Rome.
When you're at the Bears game, concessions aren't just concessions. They're a way to re-energize after you've cheered so hard your face is bluer than the jersey you're wearing. And with the Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card, you'll unlock special discounts, like 20% off concessions at the game, so you'll never run out of energy.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Are you ready for some savings? Because it's time to save big at Woodfield Nissan with 30% off MSRP on select new Nissans. All new Nissans are on sale. Every single Nissan. The choice is clear, Chicago. Save more at Woodfield Nissan. And Woodfield Nissan has the best selection with over 700 new and pre-driven vehicles in stock. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new Nissans with no money down and no payments for 90 days. There may never be a better time to buy than now. And with clearance pricing, you can take your pick of a 2017 pre-driven Rogue for just $16,995. Or a 2017 pre-driven Nissan Sentra clearance price for just $12,995. This could be your last chance to get 30% off MSRP on new Nissans. Don't miss out. Visit Woodfield Nissan today at the corner of Higgins and Golf and Hoffman Estates, minutes west of the Woodfield Shopping Mall, or go to WoodfieldNissan.com to view over 700 vehicles. Prices are plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Two or more available at each offer on select models. HY218799, HP572205, GT658900. Finance offers with approved credit. 0% is $13.89 per month per $1,000 borrowed and is in lieu of sale prices.
It's Boost's Fall Flip Event. Join Boost Mobile, and when you add a line, get a free phone in your first month free. All powered by the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide Network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost Mobile store from 9/22 through 30. When you add a line, get your first month free and a free phone. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Offer valid 9/22/17 through 9/30/17. Take primary line. Must be on a $50 plan. Free month credit is $50 to apply to activation. Free phone available for new lines added to the family plan and activated on a $50 plan. Select models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is, I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update studio at the Foundry in Aurora, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field for the first Big Ten home game of the season against number 4 Penn State. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Cubs clinched a 2017 Central Division title for the second straight year. They'll close out the final series of the year against St. Louis tonight. Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound to take on Lance Lynn in this one. Meanwhile, on the south side, White Sox will take on Anaheim again tonight. Dylan Covey gets the start against Bud Norris. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. Bears and Packers at Lambeau on Thursday Night Football. They could be without defensive end Akeem Hicks tonight. He was added to the injury report this morning with a foot injury. Linebacker Nick Kwiatkowski is doubtful. Offensive linemen Jaronis Grasu and Josh Sitton are both questionable. Blackhawks will take on the Red Wings tonight and Detroit at 6:30. And we've got UEFA Champions League scores right now. Arsenal gets a 4-2 win over Bate Borislav. Everton is trailing Apollon 1-0 in about the 25th minute. MullyandHanley.com is brought to you by your local GEICO agent, Tim Calcagno, at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on the Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 5:40 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
So having won last year changes the calculus for your psychology as a Cub fan, does it not?
Well, I'm not a Cubs fan, so you aren't talking to me.
I think you, in a professional capacity, are capable
of myself in the mind of a Cubs
empathizing
fan.
Or embodying.
Yes. Now, like, does it get old, or does the goal change? Does the happiness change after a division championship? Is that what you're asking? Is it World Series or bust kind of vibe?
I'm the guy who always says only one team has. It's a semantic issue, but only one team has a quote unquote successful season because it's all about winning the championship. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they avoided what looked like could be a looming disaster and a common fate among World Series champions. The fact that they're giving themselves another spin of the wheel. And I thought Theo did a really good job of talking about this, where he said, the reason why is it so hard to repeat or so hard to continue in the playoffs after winning? And his response, he pulls the focus out a little bit and he says, it's hard for any single team to win the World Series,
right,
let alone the team that also happened to have won it last year.
Right.
Just in general, variance. What happens? It's not necessarily a hangover effect. It's just...
It's tough.
It's really hard to win the World Series.
Yeah.
So to think that as a fan, you want to win it every single year. Every year of your entire life, say you're 75 years old, you want your team to win at 75.
Start of the season, that's what you want.
That's
end
it.
Of season, I would like a World Series championship.
But I also think there is an awareness that having given you this particular 3-year peak here, if and when they were to lose, it would be disappointing. It would feel bad. But there's also this understanding of getting the spin of the wheel is really all that they've said they can control.
Yeah, and it's the ride that you take as well. I mean, the trajectory of this team, we talked about it 2 years ago when the Mets thing happened. Like, hey, all these guys are 23, 24 years old. Things are going to be fine for the next 7+ years. I know baseball happens and injuries happen, but you felt like with the young core guys, you weren't going to have that many, season-ending injuries to key players. One guy can go down and you feel like you can have someone step up. And if I'd have told you that with Kyle Schwarber's defensive, misgivings, that he'd end up with 29 home runs, you think to yourself, oh, he was getting platooned, and someone else was sliding out there in left field later on in games, or he maybe had a bad week. The guy got sent down. The guy got sent down and was terrible. He's one of the worst baseball players in Major League Baseball for the first 45 games or so. And for the first 90 games, the Cubs were a .500 team, and I kept asking, and it seemed like people were getting mad at me that I was asking, like, hey, you guys, this isn't weird to anybody. Like, oh, no. They'll snap back into gear now, second half. Or post All-Star break, them and funny, the Indians were two of the best teams in baseball. But you knew the talent was there. You just were kind of trying to feel your way through it. I think it's the story. Like, you can get to the end of the season and go, I told you. But it's the ride that you have to get there with. The Kyle Schwarber stuff. The pitching staff early on not looking like last year. And that was the other thing. Comparing everything to last year was tough anyway because you had a historically good defense and you had what seemed like four aces every time you went out there on the mound. And then this year, the Kyle Schwarber stuff, the starting pitching, the bullpen, which is finicky every single year, the Addison Russell stuff. I mean, all the things that this year embodied, it was kind of a little bit bumpier or a ride than I thought. And also, sure, I didn't think the Cubs fans that at least we were hearing from were as, I don't want to say in tune, but winning a World Series takes a lot.
They weren't as invested.
Yeah, it takes a lot off of you as a fan.
There's no question. People are like, okay.
Yeah, we're good. Right. Yeah. As long as they make it to the playoffs, I'm cool. And from the Cubs fans that we work with,
maybe
the Cubs
it snaps in right
to.
Now. Maybe today is the not today. Look at that lineup.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe once
it gets real for you this week,
yeah,
where
maybe,
you're like, all right.
Maybe there's a latency there that all of a sudden is going to catch up back to the, sort of the levels of twitchiness and nervousness we had last year. But that's not really what's important. Is
what's up?
Jake Arrieta said we need to get Chris Bryant a hobby.
A couple of hobbies. Well,
so if we were having a hobby, a Chris Bryant hobby
usually
draft.
Usually grown-up hobbies aren't good for you, though. Like when you've gone this far in life without having a hobby,
Civil War cosplay kind of thing.
He becomes a furry all of a sudden. Like, what are we gonna? You can't put Chris Bryant into a Frank's Nursery and Craft and tell him to go make model airplanes at 24 years old.
Hey, they helped pay for your college, didn't they?
They truly did, man. Yeah. Shout out to Frank's Nursery and Craft. Loaded 300 Christmas trees, two different Christmas seasons, with pine needles and sap stuck all to me.
Tarantulas,
and little
banana
old ladies
spiders.
Giving me $2 to strap things to the top of their car. No.
Okay. Wait a second.
Later.
This is a Mad Lib. We got things going on.
That was my Office Depot days.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I when you say give a guy a hobby, first of all, you can't give someone a hobby.
You are now a furry.
Right.
But you know, Chris would be like, okay.
Yeah, that's cool. What do I have to do?
I like it. Yeah. I like furry costumes.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It's fine.
What do you want him to do?
He'd be a great furry.
I don't know.
He'd be a tall one.
I don't know what a great furry would be like.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how you're great at that.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you'd be bad at it.
You just put it on, right?
Aren't you supposed to embody the character and really live the life of your furry
alter ego? Listen, I'm not the guy to yuck another person's yum, but listen.
Maybe wood burning?
I got enough.
What could he do?
I got enough going on in my life to act like an animal.
I'm just trying to think, like a reasonable hobby, or like perhaps trimming bonsai trees, like Mr. Miyagi?
Card tricks.
Scrapbooking, did you say?
Scrapbooking?
That I don't
get him a Pinterest account, something like that. But you can't give a person a hobby. Like Jake says that he needs to have some, we need to give him some hobbies. You can't give somebody some hobbies.
We tried this with Terry years ago.
I never thought I'd be comparing Terry Bores to Chris Bryant.
Because he didn't golf, and then, you know, for a while, I was like, I don't know the horses anymore, so.
You tried to grow an ass?
No, that didn't go well.
By the way, the assless men here.
That's the next billboard. It's Brian Urlacher. Oh, they took hair off my ass and put it on my head, and now it's Terry. Brian, now it's Ryan Sandberg, and then it's Terry with a massive regrown ass.
Ass growing. That's not hard. You know, summer you can make that happen.
It's previous Terry, and then he's got David Aldridge's ass on him.
Terry, who looks like he's got a textbook in his pants, and then all of a sudden you look around and it's Bo Jackson Terry. You know, I'm down with that. I'm down with that. Cubs fans have had, from what I can tell, because I don't want to speak for them, but Cubs fans this year have had a kind of easy breezy kind of, you know, laissez-faire attitude for the most part. Yeah, you get the people who call up the post-game show and want to yell at Mark Grody about a 5-2 loss to the Padres in May. That's fine. Whatever.
How do they give up a homer to Ryan Shipp?
Right. But other than that, like, for the most part, Cubs fans have just been looking forward to this point in time because they felt like it was going to happen no matter what. And the division kind of helped you out, even though the Brewers were upstarts.
Alex is in Valparaiso. He's on the score. Hi, Alex.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hello.
Okay.
So I guess I just wanted to relate in regards to the Cubs fans. I'm a White Sox fan like Jason, but I think it does have to change your thinking after having just won last year. The best I would relate it to would be with the Blackhawks. You know, you just kind of hope to get into the playoffs. I think the biggest thing is how they, if they don't win it, how they lose. To me, even though the Hawks had won in 2010 and 2013, it still kind of hurts that 2014 Game 7 loss to the LA Kings when you're up a couple goals and you end up losing that, knowing you probably could have won the Cup that year. So I think if the Cubs, as a Cubs fan, it's good to be in the playoffs, but I think if they lose in heartbreaking fashion, it makes the year seem that much more disappointing.
I can understand that, but the heartbreaking fashion part, this team has had enough holes in it to criticize all season long that nothing would surprise me. I understand what you're saying in the emotional aspect of you're up 5-2 and then you blow the lead in the ninth inning and everybody's burning down the city, but this team has had issues. Everything other than closer, everything other than Wade Davis, this team has had issues. There have been defensive issues. There have been starting pitching issues. You know, after August, they had the best run production in all of the National League. But before that, we talked about the offense and how sluggish it was. So,
injury issues.
Yeah, anything can happen. I don't. Just like you said, Dan, the beginning of the season, I said, hey, the Cubs are not going to win the World Series this year because they won it last year. And that's a pretty good bet. And then people think, oh, you're hating. No, it's hard. It's hard to go back to back. There's a reason why it's you know, so ballyhooed by the Yankees and whoever else did it before. Was it the Blue Jays before that? The Yankees and Blue Jays, if I'm not mistaken? Was it Joe Carter's Blue Jays? Right?
I think that's right. Mitchell.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a reason why those two teams are historic, because it's the sample size, the variance, as you said, the injuries, all those things. You play 200 games before you get to this point. You got to sit through all the spring training and then 162 games, and at least 50 of those you're like, oh, God, this sucks. Like, think about being a Major League Baseball player. It's work after a while, and you have to get through it, and then you get to this point, and you're beat up and you're tired. Jake Arrieta sounds like a man who should not be pitching.
No,
he sounds like a man who should be waiting until it's time to take the ball.
I heard a guy saying he needs to skip this start.
But the ego in him, you can hear also the ego in him that, hey, I'm a tough guy.
But he knows
take the ball.
I think he knows his body. I think he knows his body, and I think he knows what's in the best interest of the team. And I love the fact that he's lending money to Rizzo, and Bryant's lending money to Rizzo.
That's deep.
That's tough when you start chasing. Next thing you know, you're the guy giving away the plans of Fenway Park so the guys can go rob the bank.
Right? All of a sudden, it's the town. Right. What are you doing?
Don't you remember when
Jeremy Renner is Anthony Rizzo?
No, he wasn't the guy. No, it was Pete Postlewaite as Fergie, the florist, who says something like, "Someone who had some problems with the ponies, give us a. Now we've got this.
Yeah,
right?
You got your hooks in them.
Right.
I don't know how you're gonna.
I did it the chemical way.
Yeah, right. Like, what do you when you get your hooks in Anthony Rizzo?
Good
what
and proper.
He's so good in that movie. Like, although that death scene, that is one of the most overacted death scenes. And the actor was actually dying, right? As he filmed that movie. It was his last movie. But he got his money's worth, man. He must have been like, that was like, dude, fall down already.
It was the Shaq fall. it was
actually on Shaq to the Fool.
it was post Miami Heat Shaq, where every time he fell, it took 17 seconds for him to get to the ground.
Right. If you're Ben Affleck's character at that point, you're like, all right, I got to get out of here. Like, he's already shot the guard who was sitting on the stool. I just walked up and capped him. Then he goes upstairs and the guy's it's like, dude, just let me get out of here.
Ben's in his Lamborghini in the parking lot. Has he fallen yet?
I have to leave.
That was at the time he was dating J-Lo, right?
Ooh,
I don't think so.
No, he's married to Jennifer Garner. I mean, that's a relatively recent movie. That was during the movie
Julie. Come on.
No, that was the movie Geely. Is when he was.
No, that's Julie.
No, the movie Giggli.
That spells giggly.
Okay, you're just being annoying on purpose. Oh, by the way,
Dan Bernstein just told me I'm being annoying on purpose.
Not only is that giant Joffrey Ballet dancer, he is 6'7".
Oh my God!
But he's also in the Guinness Book of World Records. I tracked him down.
Giant Schwanster.
Well, that's a big dance belt you got there. But yeah, his name is Fabrice Calmels.
Of course it is.
He is from France. You know him?
Calmels.
You know Fabrice Calmels?
Yeah, he did some blogging for a blog network I worked for, but I didn't know he was that tall.
Yes,
yeah, he's 6'7". That's a whole lot of man right there.
Yeah, but it's just when you see him out there, it's like you can't.
The regular size.
Right, there's like normal size dancers.
The guy that comes to beat up all the normal size dancers.
No, but guy. But
was he shirtless in this one too last night?
Half.
What did you really go to last night?
Orpheus.
Okay.
And no, it's not Morpheus.
Yeah, I asked him last night. I'm like, cool, Lawrence Fishburne in tights? Let's get it. And he told me it wasn't The Matrix. Although the Matrix ballet would be kind of dope, too.
They could do a really cool opera ballet of The Matrix.
Yes. We got our guy Matt Pullman to play, you know, Keanu Reeves' role as Neo. Yeah. That'd work out. Everybody would love to see Matt Pullman.
I'd rather have Boys in the Hood on the opera.
Yeah. Don't know if Boys
Furious
in the
Styles?
Hood and the opera would go well together. Although, you know, you look at what Hamilton has done. Have you seen the Brooklyn group that is suing Hamilton for stealing their idea?
I did not.
Yeah. Somebody went to a little playhouse, little art house, all of a sudden. You know, Hamilton makes $1 jillion, or as you just mentioned, $1 gigillion. Right? That's how you spell it, right?
This segment's brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149.
When can we start drinking?
Whatever you want.
That probably isn't the right place to drop that after that read.
Right. But, it wasn't supposed to make you my fault. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to start drinking again. Yeah, when can we start drinking the Bud Lights?
Well, you got to ride home?
I mean, if I have one, that won't be bad, will it?
Right now! No, unless you plan on falling off a horse later or something.
No, no, no.
You sure?
No, no, no. I'm not going to do that. I'll get home safely. Just one Bud Light will do. I drink responsibly. Have you known me to be the ridiculous, wacky, zany drinker?
Never.
Never.
Because when you start getting lit, you just get quiet and smiley.
I simmer down. Yep. I observe the room. Yeah, I try to figure out where my exits are.
And it's like somebody pulls one of your amplifiers.
Yeah, that's it. I kind of smooth landing when I get lit. Yeah,
drift.
Yeah, maybe I should do that more often on this show.
On the show or after the show?
Oh, yeah. After the show.
Yes. After the show.
Yes.
That is what I meant.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're out here live at the Foundry. 85 Executive Drive. Come hang out with us. There are all kinds of games. There is a wall of giant TVs behind us, and we're just hanging out. Julie DeCaro is with us. Our guy, Marshawn, is here.
Julie knows the giant ballet dancer.
I can. He's a giant, beautiful man. Yep. We need to get him on the show sometime and see if he was staring you in your eyes as you were watching him perform. The connection. That was Fabrizio Oberto or whatever
it's
his
not
name.
Fabrizio Oberto.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We're out here courtesy of Bud Light at the Foundry on 670 The Score.
This is Joe Mann of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Your sheets probably suck, and you probably don't even know it because they've been fine, and you've been sleeping on them, and it's no big deal, but you don't realize it until you actually get luxury sheets, and then you think, oh, why didn't I have these before? Well, sometimes people think that, oh, no, I'm going to have to go to a big department store, go to some specialty store, and they're going to talk about thread count, and I don't understand it. I don't know what Egyptian cotton is. Don't worry about it. It's easy now because there's brooklinen.com, luxury bedding underpriced because Brooklinen has cut out all the unnecessary markups and the manufacturing waste. So you just end up with terrific bedding and a better life. I have Brooklinen sheets. You should try these, and you'll love them, too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just to you for listening. $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code DAN at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so confident you're going to love these new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all the sheets and comforters, pillowcases, everything. There's no reason to not give these sheets a try, so do this. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code DAN at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code DAN. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges... That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo.
GEICO. Because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon is I mean, is his confidence shot? My confidence would be shot if I lost a game the way I did and then came back and was basically handcuffed and begged not to lose a game.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff and Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mike Glennon, no offense to him, but that accelerates Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, if you're actually going to run that game plan, then you'd be better off with Trubisky. You really should go to Trubisky. They had a game plan to stop Mike Glennon from beating them, and he still threw a pick, and he tried to throw a second pick.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. You can also listen on the radio.com app. We are there for you as well. We are out here live at the Foundry in Aurora, 85 Executive Drive. Come on out, have yourself a Bud Light or 10. And Dan Bernstein will drive you home shortly after the show is over. We got giveaways out here on site as well. I'm going to take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. You didn't have to hurry back, but you're good.
The bathroom is far.
Yeah, we're about to go to break anyway. So you could have washed your hands.
This segment brought to you by the private bank, now CIBC. The private bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US. Member FDIC. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about the Bears and the Packers. Mm-hmm. We also have Jamie Eisenberg joining us at 4 with all your fantasy needs. Zach Zaidman is going to check in to get us updated, set the scene from Lambeau Field. But it's a night that the Bears can either prove their legitimacy or go back to being the Bears.
And we will continuously check the ticker to see who's been arrested in college basketball in the last hour and a half, 2 hours. This Jay Williams story is something, by the way, because he kind of intimated this story when we were talking to him a couple of years ago on the Spiegel and Goff Show, and he just came out and told the whole thing and for the win. So we'll touch on that before we get out of here as well. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We're live out here at the Foundry in Aurora, courtesy of Bud Light on 670 The Score.
Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. They clinched the NL Central in back-to-back seasons.
And the Cubs win the Central Division.
We got Jason Hayward here.
A lot more to do. You know, we'll see what happens, but we're going to compete every game, and we're not going to take any moment for granted.
Now it's all about the postseason, where the Cubs will meet the Nationals in the NLDS. Listen to every exciting playoff game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs.
There's a lot of reasons why I love Xfinity. They control the temperature in my home. They secure my home with the alarm. And, of course, the on-demand movies that I can scroll through like I did last night. I was like, all right, should I watch Ex Machina? Should I watch Beowulf? Should I watch a Corey Holcomb special? And then I look down at my remote, and I remember that I have the X1 voice remote. It is the greatest remote that I have ever controlled in my life because I have a bad memory, so I cannot remember channels to certain stations or premium cable packages that I may have. So I just press that blue remote and say, go to On Demand, or go to HBO, or go to Showtime. And if I'm feeling really frisky, I say, play Taylor Swift songs. And it goes right to the Taylor Swift station on my Xfinity cable package. You didn't know I had one of those, did you? Yeah, I say, find Taylor Swift, and it finds Taylor Swift for me. The X1 voice remote, you need to get it in your life. It is the greatest thing that has happened to my household since my child was born. Right now, you can get yourself that X1 voice remote and the cable package as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com or dial up 1-800-XFINITY and tell them Jason Goff sent you.
It's Boost's fall flip event. Join Boost Mobile, and when you add a line, get a free phone in your first month free. All powered by the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. Boost is the best value in wireless among national prepaid carriers. Visit a Boost Mobile store from 9/22 through 30. When you add a line, get your first month free and a free phone. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. Offer valid 9/22/17 through 9/30/17. Primary line must be on a $50 plan. Free month credit is $50 to apply to activation. Free phone available for new lines added to the family plan and activated on a $50 plan. Select models only while supplies last. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670 The Score.